This is Picture Perfect, Master the Basics. The first thing we start with is a single subject picture. The first step in preparation for this activity is to gather photographs to use. You can do this in a number of ways. You can find photos on the internet or cut them out of magazines, and you can also take photos of students or teachers beforehand and use those. In Master the Basics, we're talking about photos with just one person in them. And the person should be doing something interesting with their body. Now, you have to be a little bit careful that you want to make sure that any pose that someone is doing in the photograph that your kids can emulate, and this is especially important if you have kids with physical limitations, to make sure that there are photos that they can emulate regardless of their physical limitations. So once you have collected these photos, you're going to choose one in the classroom and you're going to show it to your students. Now you can do this on a computer or on a phone or on any other kind of screen. You can print out a photo, or if you have a smart board, you can look at it on the camera itself. So however you can show that photo to your students, that's a method you can use. Once students have seen the photo, they're going to try to recreate it with their own bodies. So they may be able to do this unprompted, or you may need to help them and draw their attention to certain aspects of the photo so that they can get themselves arranged in the same pose as whoever's in the photo. You can do this as a group activity where everyone does it all together, or you can go one by one. And the last thing that you can do if you want to is to take a comparison photo. This might be especially important if you don't have a mirror in the classroom. Sometimes you could do this with a mirror. But you can take a photo of the students doing the pose, and then you can compare those two photos and see how they're similar or different.